an update on the efforts to reduce state government programs, a recap of results from yesterday's elections, and a breakdown on weather trends for March. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, April 2nd. I'm Deborah Schar. Oklahoma's version of DOGE has released its first report. We get details from KGOU's Logan Layden.
Governor Kevin Stitt is praising the findings from DOGE OK's report, identifying nearly $160 million in what he calls wasteful health grants from the federal government. The most waste, according to the report, comes from efforts to surveil infectious diseases, test wastewater, modernize data collection, and train experts to test and track pathogens. Programs designed to rein in diabetes, identify hearing problems in newborns, were all identified in the report as duplicative or in need of evaluation. In a press release, Stitt took credit for, quote, reducing the state employee headcount compared to Oklahoma's population increase during his time in office. That despite the fact that the number of state employees has actually gone up with Stitt as governor. I'm Logan Layden.
The Trump administration is withholding tens of millions in federal family planning money from Planned Parenthood and other health care providers. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on how this is impacting organizations in Oklahoma.
After the Oklahoma State Department of Health lost its Title X funding in 2023, the Missouri Family Health Council received money to coordinate Oklahoma's services. On Tuesday, the council announced it is among multiple grantees to have Title X funding withheld by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Laura Bellis, the executive director of Oklahoma nonprofit Take Control Initiative, says this impacts Planned Parenthood health centers in the state and her nonprofit, which also received some dollars for rural access to pregnancy and STI prevention.
So much of our state is a maternal health desert. This type of service that happens through Title X related to ensuring healthy pregnancies is so critical.
State Impact confirmed on Tuesday the Oklahoma State Department of Health received a notice for a funding award of about $2 million for Title X. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Voters in Edmond chose their next mayor in yesterday's election. Mark Nash edged out Tom Robbins to take the city's top leadership position. He had campaigned on a platform of fiscal responsibility after advocating to reject the city's most recent general obligation bond. Democrat Jason Lowe beat independent Jed Green with more than 80% of the vote to claim a vacant seat on Oklahoma County's Board of Commissioners. Elections were held in 71 counties. Find more results on our website, kgou.org. Last month was marked by historic fire weather that burned at least 170,000 acres, causing four deaths. And as State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports, March also saw a significant number of tornadoes.
At least 15 touched down in Oklahoma last month, the second most for March since record-keeping began in 1950. 14 of the tornadoes happened on the 4th. Gary McManus is the state climatologist and helps run the Oklahoma Mesonet. He helped gather the data showing the near record-breaking number of tornadoes.
You would think that would be the big news for Oklahoma, but as is often the case, you know, nearly breaking a record isn't as big as what actually occurred, and that's something like what many are considering the worst wildfire outbreak in Oklahoma history.
McManus says all the tornadoes were considered weak by National Weather Service investigators. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Listeners like you provide essential funding for KGOU's news reports, available in podcasts, online, and on the air. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. I'm Deborah Schar.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube, but what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.